ABC Radio Australia.
Well, here on Pacific Beach, we previously brought you the story of a special canoe voyage aimed at reconnecting the Polynesian communities in Solomon Islands with families in Vanuatu. But the outrigger canoe, built using traditional materials and tools, only made it halfway there before nature intervened, as Evan Wasuka reports.
For 2 days, they sailed their tepuke in open seas.
This palavaka actually made me safe.
This vaka is safe. Traditionally, I feel our ancestral spirits are part of the vessel. I believe our traditional things, like this vaka, is not just ourselves, but ancestral spirits are with us.
Stanley Tehiahua is a crew member.
After 3 days, we decided to call in at Vanikoro to wait out for this wind, but it didn't happen. The wind was very low. It would shift into the direction, but it was only at 4 to 5 knots.
After 2 weeks of waiting and food supplies close to finish, the team decided it was time to return to base at Lata.
I think it was a feeling of, well, there was some frustration, but it's more a matter of acceptance and trying to understand what it is that's happening. Why is it that the wind is not coming as it used to, or as it was described to us by the older people?
Anthropologist Mimi George is part of the crew. She is one of the founders of the Vakatau Mako project and had been working towards this voyage for the past 25 years.
To see this actually happening was very inspiring and, you know, motivating to try to get people, governments and funding organizations to understand the importance of people actually learning how to do this sort of thing and how to work together.
Mr. Tehiahua is adamant that the journey is far from over. He says the crew are still camping out in Lata and waiting for favorable wind conditions before returning to their tepuke.
Actually, every crew sort of agree.
Every crew agree and still have that strong mind to make the trip to Sola if wind comes around either in December or the following month.
Manoa Tepa is the acting chief forecaster at the meteorological office. He says the current El Nino is dampening the likelihood of strong trade winds.
Winds will be weaker because of weaker high pressure systems. So we have trade winds weaker in the areas, and winds may reverse to northeast or northwesterly to westerly winds.
But the wind alone is not the only challenge the Vakatau Mako is facing. Ms. George says the delay in the schedule has also affected finances.
There is no escort boat anymore, so they need to have the funds for airline tickets, etc., to come back from Vanuatu. And then next year, they're going to have to go back to Vanuatu to get on the canoe and get it ready and then sail it back to Solomon's.
While the Vakatau Mako didn't make it as far as Sola, they did reconnect with the people of Vanikoro and plan to return to the island to pick up where they had left off. Just when that will be is not yet clear.